Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Be next. Anyways, we're back. J Foreman, DP Austin, live in effect. Once again, we are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Grease and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th and Old Cheney, 168th and Maple. Appreciate their support. Hopefully you guys went over there and got all your grilling stuff. And hopefully, I'm sure people are done grilling by now or potentially about to pull it off. But one thing that ain't being pulled off is Ja'Marr Chase's foot on the neck of the Bengals. He said, listen, my brother from another mother got paid. I need to get paid. And Zach Taylor is in a tricky spot, DP. And I want your opinion because you've been a coach, obviously, you know, not an NFL coach, but you've been a coach. And so you've never had to deal with, you know, a holdout or franchise tags and all that. Talk about the position that the head coach is in. With originally he said, yeah, 100% he's playing the first game. Then he's like, oh, we're just taking it day by day. It is now essentially Tuesday, right? Because in the NFL deal, there's a game Thursday, but the work that you're in, the way NFL, you're in business now. Like the game plan is pretty much in for that first game. Mandatory day off tomorrow. If he's not at work on Wednesday, day by day is over. Chances he's not playing. We'll talk about Zach Taylor and the position that he's in, because it's tricky because he has no control and it's a big year. I'd say the window potentially could be closing on the Bengals.
This is it. This is the window. The window was your ability to get your guy in uniform and at practice now. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And what do you do? I mean, you like to say that you can win no matter who lines up for you, next man up, and all of those wonderful quotes. Like, it doesn't really matter. We should be able to win. Our stuff works. Like, we've got Joe Burrow. That's why we pay him all his money. Well, I'd worry about it. Shouldn't have to worry about it.
Right.
Playmaker, $1 million a throw. Okay, cool. Until it's proven that you need to do. Well, if you need him, you got to pay him. And now you're caught with your pants down. What did you say? The pants down and the water's running?
Yeah.
What you going to do? What you going to do?
Yeah.
Do
what you need to do or get out the pot. I want to ask you this. Is it the fact that Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, it's pretty much just a replica of the same situation.
Yep.
That they were able to come to terms with him faster than with the Bengals, Is that even more pressure on Mike Brown?
What is your, like, what's the number? Like, what's the number?
I want more than Jamar Chase. And
that's the number. And you, we're not going to negotiate beyond that. Then you just say, that's your number? Okay. I'll deal with that. The answer is either yes or no. It's either yes or no. Well, here's, as the owners, you say, this is my number, yes or no. Because I think I can win without you. That's why I'm the coach. That's why I'm the boss. You think I can't win without you.
Right.
Let's play chicken. They're playing chicken in broad daylight. Your game is now, and it's a tight window for Cincinnati. They're not a lock with him. They're not a lock to be the best team in that division with Jamar Chase. So then what do? You say, okay, we're prepared to play without you. We're prepared. You can't play anywhere else. We can play with other receivers. You can't play anywhere else.
How much does the T. Higgins drama factor into what's going on now, too?
All of it, right? All of it is just, we know that the business side is taking over common sense. Like, it, let's fool. Like, even in current space, we can say people have lost their minds about, hey, I need to get my money. Okay, well, here's the thing. Don't risk the money that you're guaranteed for money that you feel like you're owed. Don't let, you can lose the salary that's in play right now. You get none of this money. By hoping to get more money from me when it's not my prerogative to give it to you. It's not my choice. So, okay, what are you going to do? We're going to keep doing, the Bengals will do business and they will get paid each week. Everybody else on the roster getting paid. You know who's not getting paid? Jamar Chase.
You generally look at the first four games as kind of like, all right, this is, you know, if he decides to keep this up, and who knows, by the time we get off air, he'll end up signing, magically decide to report, even though Zach Taylor says he feels good about the shape he's in. I will tell you this, if you have not played football for this long, you're not in football shape. Mm-hmm. And in the way that training camps are, you're way behind the eight ball, unless you've been practicing, you know, outside of the team, with Joe Burrow, which is, you got to think of a timing thing. Mm-hmm. You look at it, okay, Cincinnati, they start off playing New England. Okay, feel comfortable they can win without Jamar. Well, we all know that Joe Burrow is the kryptonite, or potentially thought of as the kryptonite to Patrick Mahomes. That's who they play week two. Before we saw the emergence of Daniels and some of the moves that the Commanders have done, which are kind of shaky, you got the Commanders at home, probably another W. Then you go on the road to Charlotte, okay? And this is where it gets real shaky for the Bengals. That next game, you play the Ravens. That's the sticking point. That's it right there. Because you get a week off against the Giants, and then you play at the Browns, which is no joke. You play the Eagles at home, no joke. Upstart Raiders, no joke. And you're looking across as a dude that's probably thought of as just as good as you, right? And then you play at the Ravens, right? And then you go out to khakis, home the Steelers, at the Cowboys.
Why would you do this to yourself? Why would either of them do this to yourself? Like, if you're Jamar Chase, aren't you thinking legacy rather than you have money? You're going to get money.
Yeah. Well, I think part of the problem is we can even talk about this with Burrow to some degree. I mean, yes, he's finally getting his first normal offseason, but so much of the Bengals' legacy, I think, in their minds was written by beating Kansas City once. Beating him in the regular season.
Yeah, but that wasn't enough.
But it feels like it is for them. Well, that's not enough, but that's where I feel like they think it's enough for them. We beat Kansas City. We're here.
Then none of them deserve any more money. If that's what you're willing to live on.
But in your opinion, don't you think that's part of this whole, I think Joe Burrow is cold-blooded. But don't you think that's kind of raised him up to that level?
I think Joe Burrow hasn't been as good as Josh Allen, but he gets the reputation boost into that tier.
He hasn't been Lamar good.
No. He beat Kansas City once, so he's elevated twice. Into that twice, yeah. But once that really mattered.
Yeah.
And so he's been elevated into that tier.
Yeah, here's my, okay, you're Super Bowl quarterback. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I don't think the discussion is Burrow. Chase is the discussion for the Bengals. And if Burrow believes in it, Burrow's will say, you know what, for my legacy, I need this dude. So you know what? I'll restructure to get my dude in. That's how important he is. But then you got to do that for him and T. Like you, it never ends.
Trey Hendrickson.
Right. It never ends. It never ends. Yeah. It never ends.
Cam Taylor Britt is up too.
Right? And you can say, I can do this for a year to see whether we're who we think we are. But they would all have regret. Because if you had done that last year, they would have all had regret. If you do it this year and it doesn't work, you have regret. And you're married to a whole bunch of people you don't want to be married to. Because you find out, you know what? She pretty, but she can't cook. Especially when my family come over.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. I mean, that's a great point, Austin. You know, with the NFL is like the misconception or the perception. Is that when you look at, and obviously I've been, you know, I love Buffalo and Josh Allen. Frustrated him at, you know, with him at times. But you got to think, when they've played Kansas City, he's been lights out. Lights out. Just haven't won the game. Now, majority of it's not his fault. Whereas with Joe Burrow.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You get that one win, and then you had to, well, they had the regular season win, and they went there and won. But Kansas City got the get back. But I think they've, it's always like that revisionist history where you go back to the best that they were, and everybody's getting paid off it. But the problem, I think, what Mike Brown is running into is you have a generational talent at wide receiver. They are hard to come by. You're not going to get a Ja'Marr Chase in this year's draft. This dude is in the prime of his career. He has a connection with Joe Burrow. You don't have to give him the same. You could give him something to say, well, this will get you through the season.
You can make it shorter, right? Yeah. Say, hey, we can give you this for the next couple of years. Let's follow back up.
Well, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that that's been offered.
Bengals don't always do good business, though.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, you know what? They said, listen, let's get your number for right now, and then we'll reassess. But that's not what's being accepted. Like, that's not what's being accepted.
Right.
And Ayuk comes in, and the Niners understand the window. This is the window for them,
yeah.
Right? If you're the Bengals, you should be paying attention to what the Niners are telling you. Because the Bengals were as close as the Niners are, but they've allowed themselves
to
take a step back. Yeah. And you can't do that because guess what? Buffalo's still looking in the window. The Ravens are at the front door. They don't care, and they're not scared. Everybody else is making moves around you.
And I think the 49ers comparison is interesting, too, because San Francisco has more of a sense of urgency in what's been the weaker conference. The AFC's been tougher, has had more legit contenders over the last 5 years. San Francisco, you know, has held off a challenger or two. Philadelphia had its run. But Cincinnati should have more of a sense of urgency than San Francisco.
Yeah, it's weird because it seems like everybody in their division, we could probably say Pittsburgh tried to get better this year, right? Is that a fair mm-hmm. assessment?
Yep.
Okay. Baltimore, when you bring in Derrick Henry and guys, you get better.
Mm-hmm.
And Cleveland was better. They won 10 games last year. They got mm-hmm. the number one defense in the league. And if Deshaun Watson or Jameis can be anything like sustainable,
mm-hmm.
they're a problem. They're seeing like they're staying pat. Now, I will tell you this. I think deep down, the reason why Mike Brown's not paying him, I think he knows that window's closed. Here's why. You let your ultimate factor back go mm-hmm. to a team that's on the come up, which is Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. That's Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great leader in the locker room. Didn't have a lot of tread on us. People don't realize Joe Mixon came in and he was playing where it was by committee, and then he outplayed everybody. You let him go. And you don't even have Chase Brown. I think Zach Moss is now your starting quarterback. Running back. And you got Trey Hendrickson that's pretty much on his last deal there. Sam Hubbard is okay. Logan Wilson, you played. You got Cam Taylor Britt coming up. You're going to have to pay him like a number one corner. So you're not.
Think about it this way. The Bengals cannot be outworked by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, they outworked right now.
Right. Yeah. Think
in every facet.
Right. That if you're at the same place in the same neighborhood, the Philadelphia Eagles went and got who some would consider the number two running back, number three running back. You went and got another dude, and then you just made a trade for a first-round receiver.
Right. That fits in perfect.
Right. Like, you went through. Tell me you're not working hard by showing me you're not working hard. You have to get the deal done or just – get a divorce, bro. Like, if that's not it, hey, listen, I need to get some value for you. I'm going to take this year on the chin. I'm going to go set up so I can go get two really good. I'll get a 2A and a 2B to get me through the year. I'll put money in the bank. I'll put it in a trust fund and all that. And then I'll go get some additional work, right? Look, I'm going to set aside this $40 million. I'm going to set it aside because somebody coming. Somebody else is going to want to be available. There's going to be somebody, a top-tier receiver from a lower-level team that says, you know what? I can come in and help Joe Burrow be elite.
Let me ask you this. Should the Bengals do what the Commanders did? They got rid of Chase Young.
They're going to.
But that's what it seems like. At this point, that's what you should.
That's what it seems like.
Because if you don't pay Ja'Marr Chase and you got Higgins on the franchise. It's kind of like if you pay Chase, then you know you can't pay Higgins. So one of them's got to go, right? So if one of them's got to go, and you already let Boyd go because I think he's in Tennessee, right?
Yep.
Okay. So that's what made the offense go, and then your tight ends with the Jets. So you've already kind of like weirdest thing under the radar. They have gutted Joe Burrow's like weapons.
He mad.
No, but seriously,
Joe Burrow got to be mad. Think about right it. Now.
Mixon's gone. The tight end Azuma's gone. Boyd's gone. Who Boyd essentially opened up a ton of things for Higgins and Chase. You got to just as of today, right now, at 5:37, Chase is gone. Higgins is only there in body. Mind gone because he needs to get a new contract. So if this is the case and you know you've invested in Joe Burrow, you might as well just push the reset button and get it. Like DP said, we need to get 4 first-round picks. I want two for Higgins.
He's at practice thumbing his nose at the whole thing.
He's making sure he ain't getting fined.
Right, but I mean,
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
If you're sincere about it, if either of them are grown up about it, get it done. If hey Jay, you want to be here or not? Tell me you want to be here or not. Yes. Okay. There is a number that exists.
Well, they know the number.
Well, you're at the gate. It's wedding day. You stand outside the church, man. Music's playing. Y'all got to make a decision. This wedding's going to happen whether you in it or not.
I'm going.
So, what do you say?
I'm going. I'm
be leaving
up there,
with right? something, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be up there. Somebody's going to get married to me. I don't know if it's going to be you or going to be somebody. Right?
Press yeah, go get your mama. Somebody.
Yeah, somebody. We need a fill-in. But yeah, it's man, that's just, I mean, just the thing.
I think he signs tonight in real time. I think he signs. I think they reach some point. I just think the damage is done.
That's what I was just about to say. I think the damage is done through that whole team. Right now, you hear Cincinnati Bengals is over. They're over. I love you, Jamie Burrow, but it's over. Jamie, Joey's brother, it's over. I like Joe Burrow, too. I like the swag. I don't know why you got the yellow hair, but it's cool. I like Joe Burrow, man. I do. It's over for you, brother. If I was here to tell you, I would look you dead in your face. I'm letting you know from personal experience, all your weapons are gone. Jamar Chase is essentially this year, and your timing with him is gone.
Austin can answer this. Jay, you can answer this. If you showed up at home and your son showed up with dyed red hair, what it's going to tell you is there's a problem. There's something going on.
Who babysat him today?
There's something going on. Joe Burrow is telling you, hey, Dad, I'm going through some things.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, man. I mean,
if Jay coming here tomorrow
with a mohawk
and it's purple, we going to have it. Hey, man, come
man,
talk
Warren
to
Sapp got
come
a mohawk,
holler at your boy.
That's Foreman height. That's Vikings.
Come
Foreman
holler
height
at your boy. That means he broke up with Buffalo and something happened to cause
him.
Ain't going
to be no Vikings fan.
Right.
Until my dad get in the Hall of Fame, I ain't no Vikings fan. But, I think their window's officially closed. I think it's closed and locked for winter. And it's unfortunate because I think Joe Burrow, a lot like Josh Allen, are in their prime. And that's what happens, man, when you have to pay the quarterback so much money. You have to penny pinch on those guys. You've drafted well. You can't say that they haven't drafted well. They had 3 number one receivers, essentially.
Yeah, and you still got some big boys you got to draft next year.
Well, they did this year. They've drafted whoever's offensive line coach. It ain't working.
As I said, you're going to have to draft some more big boys.
They got the 2 biggest offensive tackles in the league, Trent Brown or Orlando Brown Jr. Just mammoth them, man. Joe Burrow should not be touched, but now you ain't running the ball. I don't know, man. This is tough, man. Anyways.
Hey, Austin, the Royals game is over. Didn't end well.
Yep.
Didn't end well.
New day tomorrow.
It's cool that you got that spring training shirt on. It's all good. We'll just stay on the stream. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll talk about this Boston College, Florida State. How much pressure is on Florida State tonight? And do they just beat the brakes off of Boston College just because? Everybody knows Bill O'Brien. He's done it at Penn State. Can he do it again at Boston College? Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, we'll be right back.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.